from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce, topping our report this hour. As New Jersey's dry spell continues, the state has shifted from a drought watch to a drought warning. The head of the state's Department of Environmental Protection says this move mainly impacts supply-side actions. There are no mandatory water restrictions just yet.
We need several months of at least average rain, if not substantially above average rain, in order for us to emerge from these conditions.
Officials are urging New Jersey residents to be smart with water usage. Big changes could be coming to Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson. Sources tell New Jersey 101.5 that Six Flags Entertainment Corporation will announce the closing of King DeKal Roller Coaster with a, quote, new and exciting coaster to be built in its place. Our sources also say the company will announce additional plans as part of a $50 million investment in the park. Visitors to the park posted on social media and said King DeKal's final rides were Sunday. This was not confirmed by Six Flags. Thanksgiving is coming up. Are you not talking to a family member because they voted for someone different than you in the presidential election? Tensions remain high as political divisions continue to impact relationships. Jen Felton, the senior director of trauma services for CarePlus NJ, says in order to keep the peace, family should come with an agreement.
Where maybe beforehand or at the beginning of the gathering, we say like, hey, everyone, we know that we might all have different understandings of things. Can we try to keep the politics out of it today? I really just want to spend time with you all and talk about other things.
She says if you bring this up beforehand and relatives know what to expect, that will make for a nice Thanksgiving. Staying with politics, South Dakota's John Thune is the new leader of the Senate Republicans. Thune will replace Kentucky's Mitch McConnell, who is stepping aside as Republican leader. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Lunchables are out of school lunch rotations nationwide. Kraft Heinz is pulling the products from the National School Lunch Program due to weak demand. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 47 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com. Click on demand. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Tomorrow, our next storm system cruises by. It's a familiar story, though. The storm track and our dry atmosphere will not be conducive to substantial beneficial rain. Lots of clouds, maybe a few raindrops, and that's it. Some clouds will roll in tonight. It'll be cold, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, we're back to around 50, a cloudy, cool day with a chance of a late-day sprinkle or shower. That's it. Friday, we flip back to sunshine, and temperatures start to warm a little bit. Highs in the mid-50s, holding around 60 this weekend. Fairly mild. Saturday looks sunny and breezy. Sunday turns mostly cloudy, with showers possible late Sunday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Clark 44, Middletown 42, Atlantic City 43. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Raceway Kia of Freehold. Take advantage of Black Friday savings all month long. Get a new Kia starting for as low as $149 a month at Raceway Kia of Freehold. They're on Route 9 in Freehold and online at racewaykia.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.